Morning Wake Up 1320 WILS. Of course, we're talking with all the candidates for city council in East Lansing. There are six of them vying for three spots. One of those candidates is Eric Altman, who was born and raised in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. He received his bachelor's from the University of Alberta, but his PhD in the United States from Carnegie Mellon University in 1996. He's a professor at MSU, teaches undergrad classes and grad seminars, and for the past decade has served as the chair of cognition and cognitive neurosciences program within the Department of Psychology at Michigan State University. He lives with his family in the Bailey neighborhood. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here. What makes Eric Altman uniquely suited for a spot on the city council right now, at this point in time?
I am good at thinking about complicated problems. I do research for a living, and to pull that off, you have to be able to think both big and small. You have to think long term if you have a research question you want to address, and you also have to pay attention to the details to get where you're going. And the city council needs that kind of thinking right now because we're facing some real challenges in East Lansing, and we need people who are able and willing to think about complicated problems.
So you're a big picture person who sees the devil is in the details
exactly
sometimes?
Exactly right.
Okay. Has this council and the city been, through its political dealings, transparent enough in your mind across the board in recent years?
No. No, they absolutely haven't. In a couple of instances, we had a case in the last election cycle where a candidate for city council disclosed that she received all her campaign donations on election day so that nobody knew that her campaign was funded by developers and landlords. So that's not right because people didn't have the information going into the voting booth that they needed to have about who was funding the campaign. Hmm. Another example is the blighted property at the corner of Grand River and Abbott, which is
city center property,
yeah, which is, you know, it's this big development train wreck, and the whole city's concerned about it. Nobody understands what the legal posture of that property is at this point, least of all other investors and developers who might want to actually build something there. And what we need to do is publish the full history of that property on the city website, including all the mortgages and all the tax liens and various emails between the staff and the developer so that if somebody else wants to build something there, they have a chance to figure out exactly what's going on with that project because otherwise nobody's going to touch it and we're never going to get anything built there.
So you think that's a case where maybe the process has not only bogged down in time, but it's bogged down into so much minutia that people can't make sense of it anymore?
And, exactly.
And the timeline is so convoluted that it ceases to have meaning other than to be convoluted.
Yes, exactly right. It's a long, tortured history. And, you know, and that matters for transparency, the people who are covering the costs of that property sitting there idle. But the other issue is that the soft costs of an investor going in to build something on that property, the soft costs of trying to understand what the legal posture of that property is, are prohibitive at this point. And nobody's going to touch it because they don't want to get into protracted legal battles over who really owns that building and who owns how much.
Are you anti-development, or would you like to see development done in the city, not just with process, but what actually comes out of it in a different way than it's been done?
Everybody in East Lansing wants to see development downtown. Mm-hmm. Anybody who tells you otherwise is just politicizing the idea of development. Nobody's anti-development in East Lansing. And I've talked to a lot of people in the city now on their doorsteps, and everybody wants development there. But we need to make sure that it's done responsibly and not funded on the backs of East Lansing taxpayers. And one of the big campaign issues this cycle has been these massive development subsidies that the city council has been giving away to developers to fund projects that don't need subsidies because they're things like student housing on some of the most profitable real estate in the city for student housing. Those projects don't need subsidies. And we need to collect the tax dollars from those projects to fund our infrastructure. And we're not doing that right now because the city is giving away tax breaks.
Well, in your mind, why has that been done?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't want to crawl into the heads of the current city council, but you know, developer gets up at the podium in city council and says, you know, I can't do this project without X amount of development subsidy. And nobody asks, okay, show us your budget. Tell us why. Nobody asks those questions right now. Okay. City council just takes their word at face value and gives them whatever they ask for. And that has to stop.
So you think they've been given carte blanche?
Yep.
What is the right balance? So you have you've got a blank canvas in front of you. You got your palette of colors. What's the right balance?
I think development projects need to be revenue positive. Okay, they need to make more than they cost for the city. Now, that only helps a little bit because you got to define a cost model that tells you, you know, what that represents all the right factors. And it gets a little complicated because certainly anytime you have a development project, you're bringing new businesses to the city, and businesses are going to draw in customers that are going to spend money. So it's actually complicated. But at the state and federal level, we model those sorts of costs all the time. And so there's no reason that we can't model those costs at the city level. We don't have to reinvent the wheel here. So we need to look at what other cost models people use for these sorts of projects and figure out, okay, is the multiplier greater than one? So if I, as a taxpayer, invest a dollar in a development project, are we getting more than a dollar out of it?
Would you be, Eric, would you be the kind of a candidate here that would work as much as possible for consensus but wouldn't be afraid to say no? And say it's some things I'm just not going to go along to get along.
Yeah, that's a real good characterization. I want to listen to everybody and take the best ideas on the table, whether they're my future colleagues on city council or whether they're any of the really well qualified citizen people who have expertise in these things and come and make statements. We need ideas from all sources. But yeah, I'm going to speak my mind.
Do you have a long term vision right now for the city, and is it important to have one of those, or do you think it's important to be flexible and be nimble based on the changing, demographics that East Lansing has and will continue to have, as it, despite being a student town, as its population ages as well?
Yeah, the aging demographics are going to be really interesting and something we need to face up to sooner rather than later. You know, East Lansing is its strongest assets, as far as I'm concerned, are its neighborhoods. It's got beautiful neighborhoods. That's what drew us to East Lansing initially, together with, with MSU, which is a great institution, has a beautiful campus and all that stuff.
But, and those neighborhoods aren't cookie cutter either.
No, they're not. That's what's so gorgeous about them. They're all a little bit different, and they've got these big old trees and these nice old houses, and lots of cool people live there. And we need to do what we can to make sure that neighborhoods are getting the attention that they need. And right now, they're not. The city's made some really terrible decisions with respect to neighborhoods, like shutting down early childcare programs, which is a burden on families with young
Bailey.
Kids. Yeah, exactly, with Bailey. That was just a terrible decision. It's not going to save the city a dime in the end. So that has to be our long-term focus, I think. But, of course, we also need to do something about the downtown, especially the blighted properties. Mm-hmm. I think the vision needs to come from the community, and we need to work harder to get community input into the visioning process for the downtown. I think lots of people have lots of different visions, and we need to develop some sort of consensus.
And you'd be open to hearing those?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I want to represent the interests of the people of the city of East Lansing. That's what I'm going to take my job to be.
All right. Eric Altman, candidate for City Council, one of six for three positions. We appreciate you coming in very much.
All right.
And discussing. Eric Altman. This is 1320 WILS.